Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, how about that? It's time for Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and I appreciate you tuning in. Today, we will be offering the airwaves for those of you who want to sell or buy something. The way it works in Swap Shop is that you call in at 740-383-9944. I know some of you didn't have your pencils ready. I'll give it later. but you call in and you say, I've got an item for sale. Let's say I've got roller skates for sale, and I'd like to sell them for $5. You don't have to tell us the price. You can say, I'll negotiate. But call in, tell us what product you have to sell, and leave your phone number. We'll announce it a couple of times, three times during the show, and hopefully somebody will call you up and say, hey, I don't want to pay $5 for your skates, but I'll give you $4. Or they'll just call up and say, where do you live? I'm coming out to buy them, right? All right. Also, if you are one of those people that's having a yard sale, I hope it's not today. It's a little rainy, a little cold out there. But if you're having a yard sale, you can call in and give us your address, and we'll try to send as many people as we can out your way. Hopefully the rain will go away. I don't know. I haven't looked at tomorrow's forecast, but hopefully you'll have a good weekend for a yard sale. We are getting closer and closer to winter. We've got only 3 months to go because, is it today that's the first day of spring? I believe yesterday was the first day of spring. And we're going to be talking about that today during Swap Shop because, you know, we get a few calls, but we try to go over some trivia so that you can learn something while we're doing Swap Shop. We do have people that write in to us. You can write in to us and tell us what you're looking for or what you'd like to get rid of. And you write to WWGH. You can put Swap Shop next to that if you want to. You don't have to. We'll figure it out. And then write down the item that you have and what your phone number is and maybe a price or give us a description of the item you're trying to sell, and we'll read it here on the air. Or if you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a baby carriage. You're looking for a baby carriage. Say, I'm looking for a baby carriage, and give us your phone number, and maybe we can find one for you. So, and if you want to write to us, it's WWGH Swap Shop, 423 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, our phone number, if you'd like to call in today, 740-383-9944. Okay? We have a few things that have been sent in. Our last date for the Tiffin Flea Market, which is up there at Seneca County Fairgrounds. The last date is October 2nd and 3rd. On Saturday the 2nd, they're open from 9 to 4. On Sunday the 3rd, they're open from 9 to 3. They're going to be open rain or shine, so it'll be open this weekend no matter. They do ask that you not bring pets. That gets a little, we don't need the barking and the biting, right? But again, that's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, the Tiffin Flea Market, Saturday and Sunday. Get up there and find yourself some goodies. I have an announcement here that the Meet and Dine with the Presidents is going to be held at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. That's put on by the Historical Society here in Marion. That's going to be on November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. Now, they're out of their VIP seating, but they still have a few general admission seating tickets available, and that's going to be quite an interesting evening with the presidents who are going to be speaking are George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy. And there will be several other presidents who will be available, and they will be sitting around the tables while everybody's eating luscious food from the era. James Madison, Ulysses Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, and believe it or not, Barbara Bush is going to be there, the first lady for George H.W. Bush. She'll be there. Special speaker at that event will be Mary Ellen Withrow, one of our favorite guests here on WWGH, and a wonderful lady in her own right. Let's see. On September 25th, out at the Tallgrass Trail, from 2 to 5 p.m., they're having a Paleontology at the Park event. Paleontology, you know what that is? That studies all those dinosaurs and stuff. It says, come out and learn about dinosaurs and other prehistoric creatures. You know, they did find I think it was a woolly mammoth. It was either a mammoth or a mastodon. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, they found it right out there by the Tallgrass Trail. They know some stuff out there, okay? So head on out that way. Now, if you have something you'd like to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and let's talk about fall. What do you say? We just got into fall, and you know, the very first question that I found was, what do the British call fall? We call it fall. Americans mainly call this time of the year fall, whereas the British mainly call it autumn. Autumn. I have a great friend whose name is Autumn. I love her very much. That's what the British call it. They call it autumn, and we call it fall. Now, my mother used to call it autumn, but she was from New England, so maybe that's why she called it autumn. Back in the before 1600, or right in the 1600s and before, the term was called harvest. It was not called fall. It was called harvest. Hey, let's get to the phone and see what we've got. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Glenn.
Yes. You got something to sell.
I have got a buddy that's got a coal and wood burner for sale.
What is it called?
Coal and wood burner.
Oh, it does both coal and wood. Okay.
Yeah, it's brick lined. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. I forgot to get the name of stuff off of it. He has the piping and everything.
Okay.
And he wants $500 for it.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a very high price.
Yeah. He says it's really nice, but I'll put his number in. That way they can contact him and get more information if they need it.
Now, is it fairly new or is it older?
It's fairly new.
Okay.
He said it's super nice.
Okay, I'm writing that down, and real good, and newish, newish. All right, and what's his phone number?
The phone number is 740.
Yep.
262.
Good.
79.
Let me read this back to you to make sure we got it right. This gentleman is selling a wood and coal stove to heat your house, I assume, for $500. Sounds like a great deal. It's fairly new, and it's in real good condition. 740-262-9879. Is that right?
Yeah, and then put down after 3 p.m.
After 3, okay.
Yeah, he gets off at 3. He works in over in Galleon.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll and spread the word.
I got one for myself.
Okay, give it to me.
We're looking for a, you know, one of them bookshelf, like 6 foot by maybe 24 inches wide, tall bookshelf.
A 6 foot by 24 wide, okay.
And that's what we need. So our number would be 740.
Mm-hmm.
751.
Mm-hmm.
5965.
5965. Let me read this back to you also, so make sure we got them right. You're looking for a bookshelf. Does it make any difference if it's wood or metal?
Mainly wood would be okay. All right, but if it's the right size and heavy metal, it would work, but we more like wood.
Okay. You're looking for a 6 foot by 24 inch bookshelf. Preferred wood, but you'll look at the others if they're strong. 740-751-5965. Is that right?
That'd be it.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and
you
thanks for
now.
Calling
Thank
back.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Sorry, I had to get off the phone real quick so I could cough. All right. This gentleman's looking for, he's got two different things. His friend has a wood or coal stove, burning stove, for $500. It sounds like a really good price. He says it's new. It's fairly new. It's not brand new, but it's newish. It's in real good condition. 740-262-9879. Call after 3. He's a shift worker, so call after 3. 3 p.m., not 3 a.m., 3 p.m. He is looking for a bookshelf, preferably wooden, but he'll look at others. Bookshelf, he's looking for a bookshelf that's 6 foot tall by 24 inches wide. 740-751-5965. And we'll give you that two or three more times during the day, and maybe we can get stuff for that those two gentlemen. All right. Anyway, we were talking about fall. Let's continue talking about fall. As we mentioned, it was called harvest back in the 1600s. It was not called fall or autumn. It was called harvest. And you can understand why, because a lot of the stuff right now, if you haven't got it harvest, it's going to be a little late on some stuff. Now, we have Brussels sprouts that I am told are better if you leave them out until the very first freeze. Some reason or other, it increases the sugar in the things and makes them taste better. So that's what we're doing, and they are really growing quite a bit. We probably have 7 or 8 Brussels sprout plants, and I didn't mean to plant that many, but that's how many grew, and they're doing fine. Why do you think fall occurs? Well, it occurs because of the tilt of the earth, and you know which way the earth is tilting? The north is tilting away from the sun. So as the north tilts away from the sun, the south is tilting towards the sun. So it gets warmer south of the equator while we're getting cooler. Pretty cool, huh? Now, you probably learned that in school. I'm not sure they teach that stuff anymore. But anyway, that's the reason why it does that sort of thing. Researchers have found... wait a minute, I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to say in this one. I got it. Researchers have found that there is a lack of vitamin D because of the sun's distance that humans intake. You get less vitamin D. Now, my doctor has me on vitamin D as a supplement, but we take in less vitamin D because we get less sun exposure in the fall, and that reduces the breakdown and the trigger of fat storage. You get more fat, and it doesn't let you break it down as much because you don't have as much vitamin D. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's why, no, I'm not losing weight. Wish I were. Oh, man. By the way, wish I were instead of wish I was. Wish I were is the subjunctive form. And that's the, when it's a wish or a hope, that's the word you're supposed to use. I just thought I'd tell you that. Okay, what are the causes of fall colors? What do you suppose are the causes of fall colors? Now, they're talking about leaves on trees. They're not talking about Halloween costumes, okay? We know why we have Halloween costumes. Well, I don't know that we do know why we have Halloween costumes. I'm not sure I have the answer to that here. But the reason why the colors change in the fall on trees, the redder the leaf, the more sugar that the leaf is storing. That's why if you ever go by a, especially a sugar maple, if you go by some of those maple trees, the shorter ones, they are vibrantly red in the fall, and they are beautiful. They really add. My next door neighbor has one. Now, they are absolutely gorgeous, but the wind's out of the southwest, and I get all of those leaves in my front yard. Thank you very much, neighbor. I don't mind. That's part of the fall. It's kind of fun. Now, we all have air, or not all of us, but some of us have air blower things that help you gather up those leaves. And you know what I do with those leaves? They are great mulch for my garden. They really are great for my garden. Now, you need to let them, we put them in a garbage can or a garbage bag, and we let them sit for a year. It takes a while for them to break down. But after the year, then, you can put those on, and they are really good mulch, and they add a lot of stuff to your garden. That's what I'm told. I saw it on TV. All right, we have a couple of things for sale. Well, one thing for sale, one thing that they're looking for. There's a gentleman that has a wood or coal burning stove that he'd like to sell for around $500. He says it's new. Yeah, well, not brand new, but newish. It's in good shape, okay? And it's in real good shape, and he'd like you to call after 3 p.m. because he's a shift worker. You ready to write this number down for the new newish wood and coal stove, a burning stove? 740-262-9879. 740-262-9879. Also, a gentleman looking for a bookshelf, a big, kind of a tall bookshelf. He wants a 6-foot bookshelf, 24 inches wide is about the size he'd like. If you've got one you're ready to sell, give him a call at 740-751-5965. 740-751-5965. We are going to remind you about the Tiffin Flea Market that's going on up at Seneca County Fairgrounds on October 2nd and 3rd. They're open on Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 9 to 3. Please don't bring your critters. They don't want little pets running around, getting in the way. But it is free admission, and they do have, it's rain or shine, so they have shelter there. So that would be nice. Also, don't forget the meet and dine with the presidents at the Marion Historical Society. The event will be Saturday, November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. And it'll be out at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. What a great place to have a banquet. They're out of VIP tickets, but they still have a few of their general admission tickets available. And you can go out there and sit with the presidents, real live press. Four presidents are going to be speaking: George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy. And Mary Ellen Withrow from right here in Marion, Ohio, former treasurer of the United States. She's going to be speaking as a, you know, the opening speech, I guess. Also, out at the Tallgrass Trail on the, let's see, what date is it? The 25th, September 25th, Paleontology at the Park. So it's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m. out at the Tallgrass Trail. You can come out there and learn all about dinosaurs and the critters from years gone by. Great stuff. My eldest son always wanted to be a paleontologist until he got to college and realized you had to be smart. My eldest son is smart, yeah. All right. Let's ask some more questions about fall and what brings about fall. You're listening, by the way, to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And this is Swap Shop, and we'd be glad to hear anything you have to sell. If you'd like to call us and try and sell something on the air, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What is the biological reason that fall turns the season is called the season for lovers? All right. Buckle up. You ready? It may be because both men and women experience a higher level of testosterone in the colder months. We don't really know why, but more babies are conceived in the cold months than in any other time of the year. Boy, does that make you go back in your head and decide when your kids were born? Does me. Why don't evergreens change their color in fall? Now, this is something I always wondered. It's because their leaves have a thick wax covering that protects the chlorophyll, which is the green stuff in the leaves, and it keeps them green throughout the year. I don't believe they're growing at that time. They just remain green throughout because they are protected by that wax covering. Interesting. Why did the ancient people wear Halloween costumes in the fall? Now, I know why I like to wear Halloween costumes, because you couldn't see my face. But the reason why ancient people wore Halloween costumes was to hide from ghosts. That's one of those beliefs that more people in the United States believe in angels, and I suppose you can call that ghosts, than in any other country, I was told. I read that. What are the traits of overall fall-born babies? Okay, if you're a fall-born baby, now remember, fall goes from right now, late September, through late December. Ready? And these are the traits that supposedly are claimed for fall-born babies. So if you're born in any one of those 3 months, children born in the fall are statistically better students and live longer. So my gentleman that called me in the first segment today, who said he's going to live to be 180, he was probably born in November or December. I'm just guessing. Now, if that's true, that would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? All right. What sort of carefulness is imposed in traffic during falls? Well, that's kind of a hard way to say it, but why should you be careful while you're driving in fall? Well, wet leaves cover the road in autumn, and they are very slippery. A car braking distance is extended by 5 to 10 times because of wet leaves. Now I'm going to tell you a really silly story about me. When I was, I was probably 20, maybe 21. I was at Butler University. I was probably 19. I was at Butler University, and I had a little Yamaha, 55cc Yamaha. You know, one of those that goes ring, me, 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 real high pitched sound. And I had a black nylon jacket. I had a silver helmet. And I would dress myself up in blue jeans, black jacket, black gloves, my silver helmet, and I really thought I looked cool. And I was driving down Meridian, and if you know Indianapolis, Indiana, Meridian is the main big fat north-south thoroughfare in Indianapolis, and I think at some points it gets to like eight lanes wide, something like that. But anyway, I was driving down it, and I saw a very cute co-ed that was getting ready to cross at the light, and I was coming up to the light, and the light was changing. So I naturally did my thought I was really hot stuff, cranking up the volume on my throttle, and I got, well, I don't know, 20 feet in front of her. She was with a girlfriend, and I hit a patch of leaves and laid it down right in front of them. And as they both laughed as they walked over me, I was mortified. But you learn your lessons, right? And I brushed myself off, got up back up, and probably went to try and show off for some other girls. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here at WWGH. If you have something that you want to get rid of, you know, some of that junk that's out in the garage, some of the stuff that's in the basement, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about fall right now. Yesterday was the start of fall, and my wife and I were born on the winter solstice, which is born. We were married on that. Well, I guess she thinks I was born that day. We were married on the 21st of December, which is a time when the sun reaches its lowest point as far as the Earth goes. It's right over, well, I think, the 21st or 22nd parallel, something like that. It goes as far south as it's going to go, and then it starts back north, making the 21st of December the longest night of the year. I'll leave that to your own imagination. All right. What is the statistic about weddings in the fall? What do you think is an important statistic? The autumn months have more weddings than in winter, summer, or spring. So fall is the time of the year to get married. Now, I got married, like I said, on the 21st of December, which is the first day of winter. So I was pretty close to that, off by a day. We've been married this year will be it'll be 52 years. Yep, she hadn't killed me yet. Thought about it, but hadn't done it yet. How does the fall impact on senses in autumn? Well, this is one of those things psychoanalysts tell us, that in the fall, many people have a dulled sense of fear. So if you need to be brave, fall is the time to do it, I guess, because you have a dulled sense of fear. I'm going to have to see that to believe that. When is the exact autumnal equinox? It falls always on either September 23rd or 22nd, but about every, I think it's 400 years, it falls on the, well, it's not quite that far, but rarely, it occasionally falls on the 24th of September. Kind of an interesting note. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have something you're trying to get rid of, something you want out of the closet, you want it out of the basement, pull it out of the garage and get rid of it, give us a call here at WWGH, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, excuse me, 9944, little hiccup there. We have a gentleman is trying to get rid of a wood or coal burning stove. It'll do one or the other. It keep your house warm. That's really cool. He's got even the stacks. He's got it ready to go. All you need to do is go pick it up and pay him $500. That's what he's looking for. It's in newish condition, very good condition. His number is 740-262-9879. Don't call him now. He'd like the call after 3 p.m. That's 740-262-9879. We also have a gentleman looking for a bookshelf. He'd prefer it be wooden, a bookshelf that's 6 foot tall, about 24 inches wide. His number, 740-751-5965. That's 740-751-5965. Anyway, I hope you have something to help him out and maybe keep a little. I tell you what, I'm starting to think about that wood burning stove. It's getting chilly out there. Let's see what the temperature is right now. I'm going to go do my magic here on my iPhone, and it'll tell me it is 52 degrees outside. That's cold, especially since a week ago we were in the 80s. Well, not even a week ago, not that long ago we were in the 80s. All right. What is Indian summer known as in some Mediterranean summers or countries? Now, you know, Indian summer is that time when it warms up. When it's supposed to be cold, it warms up. You know, sometime in the fall, you're expecting 40 degrees outside, and you go outside, and it's a 70-degree day. I love those days. But what is Indian summer called in Mediterranean countries? Indian summer is called Gypsy summer. That's interesting. I wonder why it got called Gypsy summer. But that's what they call it in some of the Mediterranean countries. What is the use of pumpkins in the old days? What do you think they used pumpkins? Now, I think I read that before they used pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns, they used turnips. I think it was turnips. It was a small root plant that they used as a jack-o'-lantern. Now, obviously, you can't put a big candle inside a turnip, but that's what I read. And I'm not denying it. I just don't know. But anyway, the use of pumpkins before they were used as jack-o'-lanterns, they were used to remove freckles and cure snake bites. Wow! Cure freckles. Don't do that. I love freckles on people. I have all sorts of old man freckles, but nothing cuter than a little 14-year-old girl with little freckles across her nose, or a little 12-year-old boy with little freckles across his nose. I just love freckles across your nose. So leave them on. Leave them on. Don't put that pumpkin stuff on them. Let them go. How many apples does it take to create 1 gallon of apple cider? This is going to surprise you, I think. Maybe not, but it surprised me a little bit. 36 apples. And I don't know if those are the big golden delicious or if those are the little grandma, whatever she's called, the little apples. But in general, 36 apples to create 1 gallon of apple cider. Now, if you think that's something, you should see how many gallons of sap you have to get to make maple syrup. It's a huge number of gallons, and I don't have that in front of me, so I'm not going to tell you, but it's very, very huge. That's why it's so expensive. Real maple syrup is real expensive. I have relatives that live up in Vermont and New Hampshire, they used to tap those trees up there. Occasionally, we'd get a little. My mother and father would get a little postage from them. You know, about a half a pint of maple syrup. Oh, is it good? It's probably really bad for you, but I don't know. How can it be? It's natural, right? Anyway, what happens in the Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany, each autumn? What do you think? I'd like to go see it. Now, I've been to Germany, but I've never been to Oktoberfest. The festival begins, it was begun as a part of a Crown Prince's wedding celebration. Happy wedding, Mr. Crown Prince, back in 1810. And it's continued on ever since. Get this, though. About 1.3 million gallons or 5 million liters of beer are poured during that festival. That's, you know, a week-long festival. That's a lot of beer. Sounds like fun to me. Doubt that they have my brand there, though. My son loves that dark German beer. And apparently, now, when I was in Germany, I did drink some beer. I don't remember it being warm, but apparently it's not. It's closer to room temperature than what I like my beer. I like my beer almost freezing. All right. What was the religious importance of fall in the ancient days? You know that? Okay. The religious importance of fall in the ancient days was to have a good harvest. And to have a good harvest, it was necessary for survival of many societies. So they tried to ensure a good harvest by honoring various gods and goddesses, you know. There are all sorts of things that they did, good and bad, to honor those gods and goddesses. Another reason why I'm a little suspect of religion. what is the research outcome of NASA regarding to fall? What has NASA found out about fall? It's aurora season, you know, the aurora borealis, because geomagnetic storms are about twice as frequent in the time around fall. So head up north and see some. Have you ever seen the northern lights? Oh, they're quite amazing. Sometimes they're beautiful. Sometimes they're just downright amazing. We used to have a cottage up in northern Michigan, and we would probably once every summer, late summer, we would see an aurora display, and it was just gorgeous. Let's see. What is the... no, that's the wrong question. How global warming affects autumn colors? How do you suppose that works? Global warming... scientists believe global warming could continue the effects of autumn colors. So maybe global warming has a good side. As the world warms, leaves may delay changing their color. Additionally, some trees may not use their sugars to create red pigments. Rather, they might send the fuel to the growing new twigs. So we might get more growth. I noticed I've had more growth this year in my yard with my evergreens, and I do have a tree out front that doesn't look very good. I got to get out and fertilize it one more time, see if I can get it to last through another year. A study in the journal Perception noted that men think women are more attractive in the cooler seasons. Even though they have those big furry sweaters on, men think they're more attractive in the cooler seasons. Hey, let's go back over some of the things we have right now. And you're listening to Swap Shop. Don't forget the Tiffin Flea Market going on October 2nd from 9 to 4 and October 3rd from 9 to 3 up at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's free of charge. Just please don't bring your pet. They really don't want any pets around. The Marion Historical Society, they're having Meet and Dine with the Presidents. The event will be on the 6th of November. From 5:30 to 8:30, and it'll be out at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. The tickets, well, they're out of VIP tickets, but they do have some general admission tickets that are still available. The presidents that are actually going to be speaking, now they're going to have about 13 or 14 presidents there, plus Barbara Bush, a first lady, is going to be seated at the tables. But the ones that are going to be speaking, George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy, and they'll have a special guest speaker, Mary Ellen Withrow, our 40th treasurer of the United States. A wonderful lady. Love that woman. We have a gentleman that's got a wood or coal stove, burning stove. It's either wood or coal. Either way, you can go either way. It'll burn and keep your house nice and toasty warm. $500. He says it's in really good shape. It's kind of newish. 740-262-9879. That's 740-262-9879. Please call after 3 because he's one of those shift guys. We have a lot of those around here. Another gentleman looking for a 6-foot by 24-inch bookshelf. He'd prefer it be wood, but he'll look at the metal ones if they're really solid. 740-751-5965. That's 740-751-5965. One other item I forgot to mention, an event that's going on the 25th of September, Paleontology at the Park out at Tallgrass Trail. It's going to go from 2 to 5 p.m. You can go out there and learn about dinosaurs. Sounds like fun to me. All three of my children loved dinosaurs when they were young. One of them wanted to be a paleontologist until he found out how difficult it might be. All right. We'll continue here on our... we got time for maybe one more call. 740-383-9944. I talked about equinox falling on September 24th, and it says the Gregorian calendar doesn't always match up with the position of the Earth. Now, that was the one, No, that's the one we're in right now, I believe. But anyway, I listened to Neil Tyson deGrasse talk all about that and how it got changed. The calendar got changed because we kept losing a day, and that's why we ended up with a leap year. Now, did you know that leap year is not, when it falls on the change of the century, it does not, that leap year is not, the day is not added? That's kind of strange. Now, it was added in 2000 because every 400 years, they then do add it. It got very confusing to me. I hope that's not as confusing to you as it was to me. Each autumn, which insect migrates to Mexico? Well, we all know that, don't we? We have had a lot of people talk to us about the monarch butterflies. Yeah. All right. Holidays during autumn, Labor Day, Grandparents' Day. I didn't know there was such a thing. Patriot Day, Autumn Equinox, Columbus Day, Halloween, Veterans Day, Remembrance Day, and Thanksgiving. Those all happen during the fall. And, well, we're just about out of time. We're down to our last minute. Let me go back over the items that we have. Wood and coal burning stove, $500. It's in real good shape. It's almost new. 740-262-9879. Call after 3. And a gentleman looking for a 6-foot by 24-inch bookshelf, preferably wood, 740-751-5965. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon and weekend. I'm going to get out of here pretty soon, and I got to go do some grocery shopping. My wife always sends me on chores after I leave the radio station, and that's what I'm doing today. So I'm heading right over to pick up a few items that I forgot to pick up yesterday. Again, have a wonderful weekend, and I hope you, you're feeling good. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WW.